This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Live from Salem, we're joined by State Representative Cedric Hayden, day number two of Legislative Day. Cedric, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is going on up in Salem since you got there?
Okay, so we are in the second day of Legislative Days. What Legislative Days are, when the committees get together, all the lawmakers and their staff and the support staff here come to Salem. This is not a session. This is outside of a session that we do every couple of months continually through the interim sessions or when we're not in session. And so most of, if not all, of the committees are chugging away. I serve on four committees. Some of those have to do with health care, mental health, particularly one of the committees I serve on, which we haven't had yet, I'll have here in a couple of hours, is the Ways and Means. And Ways and Means kind of means the budgeting side of things. Ways and Means on Human Services, and then Ways and Means on Natural Resources, a Policy Committee, and a Mental Health and Addictions Committee. So all of those things are running along. Some of the big items that I think we're going to see in this short session has to do with the Ways and Means, Natural Resources, and then they have Energy and Environment on the Senate side, but comes down to what they're calling this time around the Oregon Greenhouse Gas Initiative, cap and trade, fuel tax, whatever you want to talk about, this whatever name you put on that. This rendition is currently LC-19. It's 156 pages in its current form. And this is kind of a repackaging of the cap and trade bill that we had in the last long session. So I think that's going to be one of the most discussed items that we have in this short session coming up.
So for a topic that controversial, that large, how is it going to fit in the framework of the limited days allotted to a special session?
So I think it's really hard to fit it in there. I mean, to start with 156 pages, and, you know, I believe that having public input is really important. Now, they have this during our legislative days here, so that concept is kind of floated out there so media can pick up on it and people can start talking about it. Our deadline isn't till Friday, so this Friday we turn in bills. On the House side, we get two bills each, and on the Senate side, they get one bill. And so these are not actually finalized at this point. At the end of this week or this Friday, they'll be finalized. And then we have just a week or so during of those first 35 days for the short session to move bills through committee so that they can go through the process. So an extremely short time frame to do this type of policy. And so it's something that I don't think we should be doing in a short session because it is affecting a lot of things. And it's very complicated. What it basically boils down to on the fuel side is a fuel tax or an expansion of the fuel tax. The difficult part with that is, you know, our fuel tax in Oregon goes for infrastructures for transportation, building roads and bridges and things like that, which we know we're falling behind. But this would take 80% of that new fuel tax, what they have proposed here, of the new tax that they put on that, and not put it towards transportation projects, and it would only send 20% towards transportation projects. So you can see that we're already behind. We know that there's going to be demands for fuel taxes. Those historically have been set aside for transportation projects for our bridges and our roads, and this would be taking those funds away from that. The other thing that particularly representing a rural district where home heating bills are a big deal, natural gas where we have that available would be significantly impacted with this. And then, of course, just your lights and power and electricity. So, yet this type of proposal significantly impacts people on fixed and lower incomes more than people that have the higher income. So to have that conversation and not have the time for people to come tell their stories and get engaged with it, I just don't think it should be done in a short session. Not what a short session was designed for.
Just about a minute left. What else can you tell folks about what's happening this week during the remainder of the legislative days?
Okay, just real quickly, I'm on natural resources, kind of on that subject here. We did approve some funding for the Department of Fish and Wildlife to do some work and some permits on the Jordan Cove project. People in Southern Oregon are kind of tied into that, so that's moving forward. Interesting thing, the hemp program is up to 63,000 acres that are registered by 2,000 growers since the feds made that a legal commercial crop. And our wildfire season, we worked on that yesterday and approved the billing to federal agencies for about $25 million for our last fire season.
Wow. So
natural resources.
Right. So a busy time in Salem. We'll check more as we get to the session. What's the starting day for the short session?
So that starts the following Monday, February 1st, I think that is. I don't have a calendar right in front of me, but first Monday in February.
All right, very good. Live from Salem, State Representative Cedric Hayden, thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, 8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.